Thursday the 10th of September, Kof Aleph Elul, Rabbi Shimon Gurovitz, Tefillah B'Tashlumin.
And the title of this year is Tefillah B'Tashlumin. It's in reference to the halacha. If somebody inadvertently missed the tefillah, for example, he doesn't daven Maariv B'Shoigeg, Chazal allowed the opportunity, the next tefillah, Shachris, to daven two Shmoneh Esrei, in order to replace the Shmoneh Esrei that he's been missing. I'd like to actually start by discussing a shayla la'alocha, a shayla which is relevant to the Yemei Musaf, of which Tishri carries many, a shayla which I hope and doubt will be relevant to the Olam here, but this shayla will allow us to gain a deep understanding of the halacha of Tefillah B'Tashlumin. Allah I'm referring to is as follows. Gavron discusses Simon Reish Pei Gimel Siv Cotton Gimel, what would one have to do in the following scenario? As I say, a yom shemispalim boi musaf, sorry, Reish Pei Vov Siv Cotton Gimel, a yom shemispalim boi musaf, and the day's gone by and the day's drawing to a close, and he hasn't had the opportunity to daven musaf or mincha, and there's only enough time for one or the other. Either he davens musaf and then the mincha's lost, or he davens mincha and the musaf's lost. And the shaykh, what do you do? Do you daven musaf and forget the mincha, or do you daven mincha and forget the musaf? What do you do? So says the Mogen Avraham as follows. Says the Mogen Avraham, I'll tell you what to do. Daven the Musaf. Why? Why does the Musaf take precedence over the Mincha? So the Mogen Avraham, I'll explain to you. There's a halacha of Tefillah B'Tashlumin. If you inadvertently shogeg, you don't daven Mincha, you're allowed to catch up the Tefillah, you're allowed to replace the Tefillah Maariv time. So the Mincha can be made up. But with reference to Musaf, Tosfos already tells us that Musaf doesn't have a Torah's Tefillah B'Tashlumin. Why not? Because Musaf is Korbonus. And how can you read the Korbonus when you're ready after the day of Yom Tov or Shabbos? Therefore Musaf has no Tashlumin. And Mincha has Tashlumin. So says the Mogen Avraham, is quite straightforward. If I daven Mincha today, I'll have the Mincha, but I'll have lost the Musaf forever. But if I daven Musaf today, I'll be able to make up the mincha mind of time. So the sensible thing is, and Allah dictates the Mogen Avraham, that what you do is you daven musaf and you daven two Shmoneh Esrei as mind of time, and that way you've done the best, you haven't lost out on anything.
The mincha wasn't
b'shogeg. We'll come to that in a minute. The mincha wasn't b'shogeg, because the Allah dictated that you weren't allowed to daven mincha. The Allah dictated that you have to daven musaf. That's considered a shogeg. That's what amazed it. The Allah dictated, I've got no choice. Allah tells me that I've got to daven musaf, not mincha. That is a shogeg. And therefore, I'm allowed to daven the mincha b'tashlumin after that. Sorry? Oh, that we'll have to speak about. That'll be relevant soon. Says the Dogel Mirvava, in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch, some Shulchan Aruchs at least, says the Dogel Mirvava as follows. Dogel Mirvava says that the Mogen Avraham has forgotten a Yerushalmi. He says the shayla that he discusses is discussed in Yerushalmi at the beginning of Perut Tefillas Hashach. Yerushalmi speaks about this shayla. Yerushalmi says you've only got enough time to daven one or the other. You daven mincha and you don't daven musaf. Explain the Mefarshim why. Todir Hashem and Todir. Todir Koidim. And Todir Hashem and Todir Koidim doesn't only apply when you are going to daven or do two mitzvahs as to which one comes first. If you've only got time or the opportunity for one, not the other, we also utilize the concept of Todir, which is a Todir, Todir Koidim. And Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Tes, if Klal Yisrael only have one keves, only one lamb, and they have to bring the Tomid and the Musaf, says the Gemara, you bring the lamb as a Tomid and not as a Musaf, because Todir, which is a Todir, Todir Koidim. For the same token, says Yerushalmi, you've got the choice of Mincha and Musaf, you have a Mincha and not Musaf, because Todir, which is a Todir, Todir Koidim. Says the Tzlach, the Dogma Vavah, the same Mechaba, says the Tzlach in the Sefer on Brochus, the Agama Divrei Mogen Avraham in Divrei Tam. They make a lot of sense. Because this way around, you're going to lose out on Musaf, And if you do it the other way round, you're going to knock the trees out of an 18. But what can we do in Yerushal Mishteit Faket? So says the Dogum Revolver that Slach, that he would paskin Deloy Kemogin Avram. Comes again Rabbi Kiva Eger, and his Agos and Shulchan Aruch, and he says as follows. He says that Slach brings down the Yerushalmi, but it doesn't make sense. The Mogen Avram gives such a reasonable hachra, we've got to do something with this Yerushalmi. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I've got one of two suggestions. We're going to have to say the Yerushalmi is speaking about a case of Echatimta where for some reason you couldn't daven tefillah b'tashlumin. And therefore, if you can't daven tefillah b'tashlumin, it's a question of losing one or the other. Then we can already apply todah b'sheinu todah todah koidam. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, how do you find a case where you can't daven tefillah b'tashlumin? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'll give you two possible examples, two possibilities. First possibility suggests as follows. That somebody, speaking about Shabbos, for example, and somebody is loyaleinu anoina, close relative has died, and we're before the kvura, and therefore he has hilchas anidus, which aren't relevant on Shabbos. He's only got enough time to daven one tefillah, musaf or mincha. After Shabbos, he immediately becomes anoina, he's getting oisik b'tzor chemes, and he's part of min ha-mitzvahs. He cannot daven ma'ariv, he cannot daven the tefillah b'tashlumin. Therefore, it's a question of one or the other. In such circumstances, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, then we apply todah b'shein and todah koidam. Then you daven the mincha, not the musaf. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, of course, if you have the opportunity of davening tefillah b'tashlumin, divrei hamogen avrom him divrei tam, and you daven musaf and then mincha b'tashlumin. Or alternatively, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I can give you another example. We're speaking about a person that's at the end of the day, and he hasn't daven mincha or musaf. Question is how he arrived there. Now, if it was his own fault that he was left with so little time, so he's amazed. And if he's amazed, there's no hilchas tefillah b'tashlumin. So in such circumstances, it's a question of either mincha or the musaf, one or the other. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, then the halacha of the Yerushalmi applies, todir sheina todir, todir koidam. Then again, if he was able to daven a tefillah b'tashlumin, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the halacha would be like the Mogen Avraham, that one davens the musaf, and then one davens the mincha b'tashlumin after acht. The chukim in the Yerushalmi makes no mention of the fact that he's speaking about a echatimtza, a case where one can't daven tefillah b'tashlumin. But that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, brings down the controversy in Hilchas Shabbos, and says the Mishnah Berurah, Mogen Avraham says as follows, the Tzlach brings down the Yerushalmi, which takes the opposite opinion, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is Yishuv is Adochik. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now we've got to try and see whether we have got any way of understanding the Yerushalmi, of finding a flaw in the logic of the Mogen Avraham, which will allow us to understand the Yerushalmi without the Adochik of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now to do that, I think we have to look at the sugya of Tefillah b'Tashlumin and see what we can glean from the sugya, which might help us over here. The halach of Tefillah b'Tashlumin is brought down in Brochus Daf Kavov Amud Aleph. Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Mori b'Reid Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yiroi b'Aba Amar Rav Yechon. This is a memra whose source is Rav Yechon. That'll be relevant in a minute. Says Rav Yechon as follows: Tov le'ispal arvis mispal b'shachrishtai. If someone inadvertently didn't daven ma'ariv, then he davens twice shachris. Shachris, if he inadvertently didn't daven a shachris, mispal b'mincha shtayim, he davens two minchas. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Says the Gemara, there's something that hasn't been discussed over here. We've spoken about the person who didn't daven ma'ariv. We've spoken about the person who didn't daven shachris, but we haven't discussed the person who didn't daven mincha. Rabbi Yechon's left that out. So we've got to ask ourselves, what would be the halacha if somebody inadvertently didn't daven mincha? Says the Gemara, why should it be different? Says the Gemara as follows: Iboyelhu tovli yispal mincha ma'u shiyispal arbishtayim. Says the Gemara, it could be, you know, why does it in tefillah b'tashlumin when somebody doesn't daven ma'ariv or shachris? Because it's all still the same day. As long as we're in the same day, within the same time frame, within the same day, there's a din tefillah b'tashlumin. Says the Gemara, once you get to mincha time and you forget mincha, you're already going to move into a different time frame, into a different day. So perhaps we can apply the concept of Ova Yoimoi, bottle carbonic. Tefillah is in the place of a korban. Ova Yoimoi, bottle carbonic. It's already too late. And therefore you can't daven tefillah b'tashlumin anymore. Alternatively, says the Gemara, at the end of the day, what is tefillah? Tefillah is the opportunity to ask the Ribbono Shel for mercy. If it's the opportunity to ask the Ribbono Shel for mercy, therefore it doesn't matter if we're in a situation of Ova Yoimoi, bottle carbonic. There'll still be a din tefillah b'tashlumin in order to regain, in order that we shouldn't lose that opportunity of asking the Ribbono Shel for mercy. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Gemara brings a proof to be Machriya the Shait. Says the Gemara as follows. Amr of Huna by Yehuda, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yechanan. There again, the source of this new member is also Rabbi Yechanan. Tovale Spala Mincha, Mispala Arvis, Shtai. And Achrein will ask the following question. We have over here two members, two saints from Rabbi Yechanan. One discusses Tovale Spala Arvis, and Tovale Spala Shachris. The other one discusses Tovah is Neispalo, Mincha Mispalo Arvishtaim. Now, both members are dealing with Halacha of Tefillah B'Tashlum. It's the same Halacha. And yet Rabbi Yechanan divides these two Halachas into two different members. You would have expected Rabbi Yechanan to put it all into one member, one saying. Tovah Neispalo Arvish, Shachrishtaim, Shachris Mispalo Minchashtaim, Mincha Mispalo Arvishtaim. It belongs together. They're all the same Halacha. And yet Rabbi Yechanan sees it fit to divide this into two separate members. One member, Ma'irim and Shachris. The other member, what happens if you forget the Dama Mincha? Pnei Yeshua, Tzlach, they all ask, why? Why does Rabbi Yechanan divide this into two different members? And they're matchit to be miyashiv. I'd like to attempt to suggest a terence, but I'd first like to be makdim a hakira. Let's try and understand the halach of tefillah b'tashlum. Let's take the example of somebody who b'shoigeg didn't daven shachris. So the halach is he has to daven twice mincha. What is he doing? Is the pshat hazoi that if you don't daven shachris, the halach allows you to daven shachris mincha time? In other words, what are you doing? Your first shmoneh is always going to be the shmoneh which belongs to that particular time, which is the mincha. And then you're allowed to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, which is what? Which is a Shachris. In other words, I'm allowed to daven Shachris, Mincha time, as long as it's within the Tzura of Tefillah B'Tashlum. Or no, you can't daven Shachris, Mincha time. Once you finish the morning, Shachris is all over. You know what Chazal do? Chazal tell us as follows. If you've missed a Shachris, we allow you to daven two Minchas. In order to make up for the Shachris that you've missed, we allow you to daven two Minchas. In other words, a very fundamental shayla. What are we doing when we daven tefillah b'tashlumin? Are we davening the Shmoneh Esrei that we've missed? Well, no, it's too late for that. What we're doing is, we're davening two Shmoneh Esreis of the current time, two minchas in our example, and that way, we have the opportunity to make up for the Shmoneh Esrei that we've lost out, those tefillahs that we've lost out. But it's not shachris. Sorry? We'll see. I'll make enough commitments to me, Sasha. I hope. Let's turn to the Gemara, and I think there's a raya from the Gemara at the beginning of Tefillah HaShacha. The Mishnah tells us, Tefillah HaShacha Ad Chatzos. Rabbi Yudah Eima Ad David Chos. Machlech is to when you can daven Shachris, either until Chatzos or until David Chos. Of course, David Chos is Chos Manius. Says the Gemara, you're going to tell me that you can only daven Shachris until Chatzos? Ad Chatzos Vesuloi? We've got Halacha. Tovoloi Ispalol Shachris, Mispalol B'mincha Shtayim. If you can't daven, if you haven't davened Shachris, you can daven Mincha twice. Therefore, you can see that Kula Yoima Matz Levozel, you can daven a whole day. And Lachlus Dovid says, what's going on over here? Tefillah B'Tashlumin, that's two Minchas. Tefillah HaShacha remains only until Chatzos. What's the Gemara asked that you can daven Tefillah B'Tashlumin? That has no relevance over here. We're discussing the time of Shachris. Shachris is only until Chatzos. You daven tefillah b'tashlumin. That's two minchas. So what would it appear from the Gemara? No, that tefillah b'tashlumin is not two minchas. Tefillah b'tashlumin is in fact a shachris. In other words, that Chazal allow me to daven a shachris under those circumstances, mincha time. Then the Gemara's got a very good question. Why are you telling me that tefillah HaShacha is only until Chatzos? I can daven shachris the whole day. Haraya, that the Gemara true, that you won't have the schar of tefillah bizmano. The schar of chakras, the reward of damn chakras in this right time is only until chatzos. But true, it would appear that you can damn chakras the whole day. In other words, the halacha of tefillah b'tashlumin is that I'm davening a chakras and not two minchas. And perhaps one could prove it also from the shaila that we've quoted earlier that the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, what happens with mincha to ma'ir? Says the Gemara, why should mincha to ma'ir be different? Because of ayoymoy, kofu korbon. Now, if the halacha of tefillah b'tashlumin is always a situation of zmana, in other words, shachris until chatzos and what you're davening is two minchas, what's the difference between shachris to mincha and mincha to ma'ariv? It's also over zmanoi, bottle korbonoi. It's what's the shaila of the Gemara? Why should mincha to ma'ariv be any different? Bishloime, if you're still davening a shachris, then the Gemara's got a very good shaila. Yes, I understand. You can daven shachris mincha time, because it's still within the same day, it's not yet over yoymoi, bottle korbonoi. But mincha to ma'ariv, you've moved into a new day, it's over yoymoi, bottle korbonoi. If you can't daven shachris mincha time, and it's two minchas. Why is it two minchas? Because of azmanoi, bottle hashachris, bottle kobone. Why should mincha to ma'ariv be any different? So from the shine of the Gemara we can also see, in actuality, what are you doing mincha time? You're doing mincha and then a shachris. That's what you're doing.
So, ma'ariv could be...
Very good. Yeah, that's the nekut. Very good. So now we've got to ask ourselves. The Gemara says that mincha to ma'ariv, you can daven a tefillah b'tashlumin. Yet, on the other hand, over yoimoy, bottle, kolbon. So I'd like to venture to suggest, and I hope to, Mitzvah Hashem, bring a right to this from the Loshon of Rabbi Eichon, I'd like to venture to suggest that the halacha b'tashlumin, from mincha to ma'ariv, is a different halacha b'tashlumin. You can't daven a mincha ma'ariv time. Over yoimoy, bottle kolbonoi. So what are you doing when you move from mincha to ma'ariv? You're having two ma'arivs. That's a new halacha. That's not the halacha of ma'ariv to shachris, shachris to mincha. As long as you're within the same day, you're still davening the previous tefillah. You can daven shachris. You can daven ma'ariv shachris time. You can daven shachris mincha time. That's one halacha of tefillah b'tashlumin. But once you move into a new day, you can't daven mincha ma'ariv time. Over yoimoy, bottle kolbonoi. So it's a new halacha of tefillah b'tashlumin.
Well, if it's in there, that's Rishchayish or Shabbos, the Ma'ariv is not Rishchayish on the Shabbos, so...
Right, well, that's in reference... That's in reference to that scholar which Tosfos speaks about Tom HaBeis. Yeah. So that already is what? That's already it's a new halacha that Chazal allow you, afford you the opportunity of making up for the lost opportunity of asking the Ribbono Shel for your needs. You're allowed to make it up by davening two ma'arivs. Now, if we're correct, we can understand why Rabbi Yechon divides this into two separate members. It's two different halachas. There's one halacha that is Tovleis Bala Arvis Mispal Shachris, Tovleis Bala Shachris Bala Mincha. That's one halacha. You're within the same day and therefore you can still daven the previous tefillah as long as it's within the framework of tefillah the Tashlumin. Then it's a new halacha. Ava Yeyer Bachin Kovonad, there's a new halacha. If you're dealing with Mincha, you move into Ma'ariv, you can't daven the Mincha anymore. That's a separate halacha, and that's why Rabbi Yechon divides it into two members. Now let me try and prove to you this from the Loshon of Rabbi Yechon. And if you have a look at Rabbi Yechon, you'll see a slight variation in the way that he brings down these two halachas, and I think in that slight variation lies what I'm trying to tell you. The first member is as follows, as we mentioned before, and they both come from Rabbi Yechon. First memory is as follows. Tovle ispal arvis, mispalal b'shachris shtayim. It doesn't say mispal shachris shtayim. Why not? It's not two shachris. It's not two shachris. As we said, it's a shachris and a ma'arit. Mispal b'shachris shtayim. That means in the morning, in the time of shachris, you daven two tefillahs. Carries on Rabbi Yechon. Shachris mispalal b'mincha shtayim. It doesn't say mispalal mincha shtayim because it's not two minchas. In the time of mincha, you daven a mincha and a shachris. Let's look at the second member of Rabbi Yechon. Says Rabbi Yechon, Tov leispalal mincha, mispalal arvish shtayim. It doesn't say b'arvish shtayim. It says arvish shtayim, why? Because it's too mild. You can't have mincha anymore. Over yoimoy bottle, kolbonah, it's too mild. I think But we're trying to prove over here that it's two dinei tashlumin. That's clear from the chilek, the base, the chilek, in the way Rav Yechon voices these various halachas. I'd like to bring another raya, possible raya for this chilek from the poskim. It's a great shaila. What happens if you missed Maariv and you missed Shachris? So mincha time, can you make up the Maariv or not? In other words, you missed two tefillahs. You missed two tefillahs.
The Shachris, the answer would be no.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Let's see. That's a great shayla. It's a big machlokes in the poskim. Choice of the opinion that once one tefillah has gone by, you can't make it up. You can only make up the tefillah with tashlumin at the next juncture. Rabbi Yehuda brings down Chayokim. Rabbi Yehuda brings down that the Arishayim that say that if one, for example, is achronus on a chayla and one misses 20 days, as soon as one is able, one davens the tefillah together with 20 days worth of tefillah. 60 tefillahs, one after the other, the tashlumin. Now, aloch we paskin like, it's machlik Rambam and Ayvid, aloch we paskin like toisvas. The Shulchan Aruch says it would be nochem for somebody to be mispalel the tefillahs that he's missed the nedava in order to be yotze those that hold that you can be mispalel the tashlumin, even numerous tefillahs. The Bahak says as follows. The Bahak says it depends what you're talking about. As long as you're within the same day, says the Bahak, you can make up the tefillah even after you've missed two tefillahs. Maariv, Shachris, you've missed them both. Mincha, you can daven all three tefillahs. Says the Bahak, once you move into a new day, there's only the halacha being mashlim at the next tefillah. What's the chilek? Perhaps the chilek is as follows. As long as you're within the same day where you can still make up the previous tefillah, and within the same day I can still daven the Maariv, even if it's Shachris time or even if it's Mincha time, then the halacha of tefillah b'tashlumin allows me to be mashlim even after more than one tefillah. Mashayin came once you've moved into a new day, it's a new din tefillah b'tashlumin. And we only find that din tefillah b'tashlumin, the takona, we only find at the next possible juncture, at the next possible tefillah. That could be pshat in the back. The Gemara, at the end of the Omud, let's add one more point before getting back to the Mogen Avraham. The Gemara at the end of the Omud asks the following question. We've learned that there's a halacha of tefillah b'tashlumin. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Keheles. Ma'uvas the yuchal iskoi, v'chesroin the yuchal le'imonus. The Gemara is coming to explain that pasuk. Ma'uvas the wrongdoing the yuchal iskoi, which can't be rectified. What's that referring to? And the Gemara says it's referring to tefillah, to bittel, tefillah shel arvis, or tefillah shel shachas. Says the Gemara, how can you say that that's the ma'uvas the yuchal iskoi, that in tefillah, but tashlumin? Says the Gemara as follows, that this price is speaking about bittel b'meizid. Bittel tefillah shel shachris, bittel tefillah shel arvis, tefillah b'meizid. If you are mabattel the tefillah b'meizid, then it's halacha of mu'uvas l'yuchal liskei, it can't be rectified. Rabbi Yechon is speaking about tor, which is a shirk. Now there's something missing over here. In the price it's mentioned tefillah shel arvis, and tefillah shel shachris. What happened to mincha? So Sifsei Chacham to say from Broch answers the question. He says previously in the Brisa speaks about Krishma. In Krishma you've only got Arvis and Shachris. Therefore Agav, the fact that Krishma is only Arvis and Shachris, therefore by tefillah also we only mention Arvis and Shachris. But I'd like to suggest according to what we've just said, perhaps we can give another answer. We're explaining Uvas Yuchal Iskoi in a situation of bitter. In other words, it's a mubas v'yuchal iskoi. Why? Because you're a mazid. As opposed to if you were a shoigeg, then it wouldn't be a mubas v'yuchal iskoi. This is the diuk, bitter. Mincha to Maariv is always a mubas v'yuchal iskoi. Even Torah is a mubas v'yuchal iskoi because you cannot have a mincha Maariv time. True, you can daven two Maarivs, but the mincha is lost forever. So if we're discussing the Ma'uvas L'yuchal iskoin of Bittel, that's only relevant to Shachris and Maariv. Mincha is a Ma'uvas L'yuchal iskoin even if it's tall. Because we're bringing out the halacha of Bittel over here, and we're explaining the Ma'uvas L'yuchal iskoin within the tziur of Bittel, that's only relevant to Maariv and Shachris. Mincha is always a Ma'uvas L'yuchal iskoin. And perhaps now we can be begin to understand the Mogen Avraham. Let's get back to the Mogen Avraham Shaila. The Mogen Avraham had a Shaila. If somebody's only got enough time for one or the other, what does he do? Says the Mogen Avraham, Daven the Musa, because you can catch up a Mincha Badashlum. And the Yushalmi says just the opposite. And the Nesek Kedem cannot understand what's going on. I think if we're correct, we can understand it. It's not a question of being able to do them both. Because you can't make up a Mincha Ma'ariv time. But Ova Yoimoi, Bottle Kolboni, although generally the Aloch Tula Batashlumin is that you can daven the Shachris Ma'ariv time, the Ma'ariv Shachris time, and Shachris Mincha time, once you move into a new day, you can't make up the previous tefillah. So whatever happens, you've lost the tefillah. You've lost either a mincha, or you've lost a musaf. True, you would be able to daven two ma'aris. Chazal allow you to do that, but if we analyze it properly, it's two ma'aris and we've lost the mincha. So you're either going to lose the mincha, or you're going to lose the musaf. So the reasoning of the Magen Avraham is not going to apply. And we can understand now why the Yerushalmi says, Todir Shena Todir, Todir Koit. The Magen Avraham seems to have understood that you still gain the mincha. So he says, I can gain everything. Daven musaf today, and mincha after nacht. But in actuality, if we're correct, it's not true. You've lost the mincha if you daven musaf, and you've lost the musaf if you daven mincha. Therefore, we've got a situation where we revert back to todir b'shena todir, todir koidim, and that could well be the reasoning behind the Yerushalmi. Go ahead.